Here's something that caught my attention recently. Businesses are turning articles into podcasts using AI voices, and they're seeing double the reach. Have you noticed how audio content just keeps growing?
Absolutely. It's interesting because we're seeing a fundamental shift in how people consume content. The global podcasting market was valued at $24.03 billion in 2023, and it's projected to grow at over 27% annually through 2030. That's massive growth.
That's wild. So what's driving this? Why are businesses suddenly so interested in audio?
Well, think about it. When can you read an article? You need to sit down, focus, use both hands. But audio? You can listen while commuting, exercising, cooking dinner. It makes content accessible during times when reading just isn't feasible. We're reaching people who would never visit a website but will happily listen to a podcast.
Right. The on-the-go factor. And I'm guessing that's where AI-generated text-to-speech comes in.
Exactly. Traditional podcast production is expensive and time-consuming. You need recording equipment, editing software, technical expertise. But AI text-to-speech eliminates all of that. Businesses can take an existing article and convert it to audio in minutes, not days or weeks.
Makes sense. So no microphones? No studio setup?
None. The AI voices generate the audio directly from written content. Some tools can create a podcast in 5 to 15 minutes depending on length and customization. And the quality has improved dramatically. We're talking realistic, natural-sounding voices with adjustable accents, tone, and emotion.
That's a huge time saver. What about the cost side? How much are we talking in savings?
The cost reduction is significant. Traditional podcast production might run hundreds or thousands of dollars per episode when you factor in equipment, editing, and hosting fees. AI-generated podcasts can be created for a fraction of that, sometimes just the cost of the software subscription. For small to medium-sized businesses, that difference is, it's a real competitive advantage.
And you mentioned repurposing content earlier. Can you expand on that?
Sure. Let me give you a quick example from my own experience. We had a client who'd written 50 blog articles over 2 years. Great content, but limited reach. We converted those articles to podcasts, and suddenly they were on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Same content, multiple platforms, minimal extra work. They essentially doubled their content reach overnight.
I mean, that's basically getting two pieces of content for the price of one. Or should I say, one article doing double duty?
Exactly. You're working smarter, not harder.
That point about content repurposing sets up our next piece, the broader audio advertising market. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're looking to expand your content reach efficiently, consider what automated distribution platforms such as Amplifier's Ampcast can do. These tools can help transform your written content into multiple formats and distribute them across numerous platforms simultaneously. Instead of manually converting and uploading content to each channel, automation handles the workflow for you, saving time and effort. Learn more about how automated content distribution can work for your business at the link in the description.
Picking up on that content repurposing, how does the audio advertising market look right now for businesses trying to capitalize on this?
The numbers tell the story. The global audio advertising market is expected to reach over $38 billion by 2025, with digital audio advertising growing at over 10% annually. Businesses want to be where the money is flowing, and right now, that's audio formats.
So it's more than engagement. There's actual revenue opportunity here?
Definitely. Audio content offers something unique that written content doesn't: intimacy. When someone's listening to a podcast, they're often alone, maybe wearing headphones. It creates a personal connection. Businesses can humanize their brand, share stories and expertise in a way that feels conversational, not corporate.
I see. Go on. That's different from scrolling through a blog, right?
Completely different. With written content, people skim, bookmark for later, maybe never come back. Audio demands attention. People are more likely to consume the entire thing because they're multitasking anyway. You're building deeper customer relationships through that consistent presence in their ears. In other words, you're creating a lasting connection rather than a fleeting glance.
And I imagine the content market is pretty saturated these days. How does audio help businesses stand out?
That's the beauty of it. While everyone's fighting for attention on social media and blogs, podcasting is still a less crowded space. It's more intimate, and it allows businesses to build lasting relationships without competing against endless scrolling. Think of it as a direct line to your audience's attention.
Right. So for small and medium-sized businesses specifically, what's the biggest benefit here?
The biggest benefit is accessibility. These businesses often don't have big marketing budgets or dedicated content teams. AI podcasting removes the barriers. No technical complexity, minimal time investment, low cost. They can compete with larger companies on content distribution without the same resource requirements.
Have you ever wondered how much content you're missing simply because you don't have time to read it all?
That's exactly the question your audience is asking, and audio answers it. They're not missing out anymore. They're consuming content during their commute, at the gym, wherever. You're meeting them where they already are, on their terms.
So to everyone listening, if you're thinking about expanding your content strategy in 2026, audio isn't simply an option. It's becoming essential. The growth trajectory, the cost savings, the engagement potential, they all point in the same direction.
Exactly. And the timing matters. The market is growing rapidly, but it's not oversaturated yet. Businesses that move now can establish themselves as voices in their niche before the space gets more competitive. AI makes it feasible for everyone, not just companies with big budgets.
How do you see the quality of AI voices developing over the next year or two?
They're already remarkably good. The technology keeps improving. More natural intonation, better emotional range. Soon most listeners won't even notice they're AI-generated. That opens up even more possibilities for businesses to create consistent, high-quality audio content at scale.
Well, that gives us a lot to think about. Audio content is clearly reshaping how businesses connect with audiences, and AI is making it accessible to everyone. Thanks for breaking this down today.
My pleasure. Exciting times ahead for audio marketing.